3 Mishnah 4, Maase Shasu Anshe Tiberia. There was a story of the people of Tiberias. They used Silun Shel Tzonin and Soch Amma Shel Chamin. And what they did was they took a pipe of cold water and they passed it through a channel of hot water, you know, the hot springs in Tiberias. So what they did was they took a pipe of cold water and they ran it through the hot water. And then on Shabbos, the water in the pipe would flow through and would be heated by the water of the spring. And they, in that way, they wanted to try and get hot water. So the rabbi said to them, "In b'Shabbos, if this is done on Shabbos, if the water is heated up on Shabbos, k'chamin shuchamu b'Shabbos, it's like water that's heated on Shabbos. Asurin berechitzo v'shtei, and you're not allowed to wash with it or drink with it. It's forbidden because it was heated on Shabbos. But Yom Tov, and if it's heated up on Yom Tov, k'chamin shuchamu b'Yom Tov, then it's like water that's heated on Yom Tov. Asurin berechitzo, and it is forbidden to wash with it." And you are allowed to drink it because you're allowed to heat water on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the needs of the day. So essentially the rabbis are saying to them, your little strategy that you've carried out over here is actually forbidden on Shabbos. You can't heat up this water on Shabbos, even though you're doing nothing. Even though the water is just like flowing through and heating up, it's forbidden. And then the last case of the Mishnah is a mulyar, is some sort of water heating device. And so what it was that you had water inside. It was a brass container. You have water inside, and then outside around that you had space for coals. So you put the coals outside and the water in the middle, and the coals would heat the water. And in that way, that's how you would heat the water. So this mulya, if it was hagarav, if it was the coals were removed from before Shabbos, and so it's still hot now, but the coals have gone out of it. Shoisin hamenu b'Shabbos. You can drink from the hot water that's still inside there on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. But an antichi, which is another kind of hot water warming device. And this one, the coals were at the base. So you had a base, like a false floor of coal, and then above that, the part for the water. So this antichi, afal pishe grufa, even if you've removed the coals from before Shabbos, ain shoisin mimeni. So here you can't drink the water from it on Shabbos. There's actually different opinions in the Rishonim as to why you can't use this antichi. The Kati has, his opinion is the Rambam, that because it heats even after it's been racked. It was apparently very hot, this antichi, and even after it had been racked out, it was still heating the water, with the result that the water, it would come out that the water would be heated on Shabbos and would therefore be forbidden. That's the opinion of the Rambam. There are other opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi holds that it's related to insulating, which we'll get to, and Tosfos disagrees with Rashi at all. And so, you know, there's other reasons that we worried about over there. But the antichi is different to the mulyar. You could, if you have a mulyar, then you could you can use it on Erev Shabbos and into Shabbos. But if you have an antichi, you can't.